there's a couple things that I would say about Trent. You know, he'd get psyched out by certain situations or whatever else. And that progression that he's made over the last 2 years, just gaining that confidence. And that's just something that we want to continue to work on. Making him believe that he is the best heavyweight in the state. You know, not just in 1A, but 2A, 3A, whatever, that he can go out and win a state championship. You can kind of see that and him starting to believe that. The other big thing with Trent, he's a kid that's going to work. You don't have to get on his case to get him to work hard. You know, he'll be in the weight room. He doesn't miss a practice. I think, to be honest with you, Trent got sick this year. In 3 years of me coaching him, that's the first practice or day of school that I think he's missed in 3 years. So, wow. You know, that's a testament to things too. When you can grind through, you know, some tough days, you're maybe not feeling the best or not wanting to go. And he's been there every single day. So, but in 3 years, 100 victories and only one missed practice. And I think that goes for football, wrestling, track, all everything.